Alright, guys. Welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Hope you all had a good weekend. Boy, they go by fast, don't they? Here we have another week. We survived the stand down. I really thought that they were going to plan something. They're planning something. Alright, I thought they were going to pull something off. They probably will before too long, but not this weekend anyway. We actually made it through. So far, anyway, made it through the stand down. Orange alert is still going on, but I'm not sure how long the stand down was for. If it was just over the weekend, or if they're going to continue it. But the fact that we're having a stand down at all, once again, during a high state of alert, is nothing short of absolutely scandalously, repulsively ridiculous. Anyway. I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but it was an interesting article in the Guardian on Wednesday, talking about how Keane, the executive, the chairman, I guess, of the 9/11 Commission, executive director was Zellico, or Hamilton, I think it was. Anyway, he stated that... everybody they interviewed, from the Pentagon to NORAD, just across the board, everybody, in positions of authority that morning that should have been handling this thing more competently, had lied to them, that they weren't told the truth about anything. And keep in mind, the commission based all of its conclusions on what it was told by these various government agencies. So by the commission head's own admission, the 9/11 Commission guys, of course, we didn't need him to tell us this to know this, but nevertheless, nobody can deny it now. Even the most staunch Bush supporter cannot deny that the 9/11 Commission report is complete bunk. It is of useless value. It's a whole lot of kindling. So if you were foolish enough to waste your money on that, you might want to consider helping it to heat your home this winter. It's absolute bunk, guys. By the commission head's own admission. So, guess what? There needs to be another 9/11 investigation. And I think it's safe to say it probably should not have every one of its panel members picked by George Bush. I'm just kind of suspicious that way for some reason. Give me a break. All right, guys, got a great guest today, Eustace Mullins. When I called him to come onto the show, had a little interesting chat. He told me some history about himself I had no idea about. It was very interesting. We'll be talking about that and a whole lot of other things after the break. But before then, let's go over some quick announcements here. Once again, guys, if you want the Aaron Russo DVD, Freedom to Fascism, still offering it here at RBN for $19.95, plus $4.95 shipping and handling. Great way to share with people the truth about the New World Order, the hidden agenda. Not so hidden anymore now, is it? But there's still some bozos that haven't figured it out. So if you want to get those bozos an eye-opening Christmas gift, that season's certainly coming up. It's a great way to open their eyes. If their eyes don't open after this, call me up, and I'll tell you how to get a cheap sledgehammer, and we can club them over the head with it. Maybe that'll do. I don't know. Other than that, there's just no hope for them. Don't waste your time. Anyway, you can dial in 800-724-2719 or go to republicbroadcasting.org or through PayPal. Or you can send your check or money order to the RBN office, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302 in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. There's a new website for Republic Trading, Republic Trading Group. It's republictradinggroup.net. And the number to call for Republic Trading is 800-691-7898. Again, 800-691-7898. Okay, guys, I'm going to go to a short commercial break, and when we get back, we'll have our guest, Eustace Mullins. Very interesting guy. You don't want to miss this.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. As your host, Charlie Giuliani, Skype is really being a pain in the neck. So was Pal Talk. I'm telling you, every time they upgrade these programs, they just get worse and worse. Unbelievable. It's just technology is a blessing and a curse at the same time. And that can happen by accident as it is, but when it happens by design, that's what really jerks my turkey. And I think a lot of these screw-ups are done deliberately, guys. So I have no idea if our guest is even on because we can't communicate even through type, never mind voice, on Skype. So I don't know if the guest is on yet. Anyway, I wanted to mention before bringing the guest on anyways that I wanted to mention my books again, guys. If anyone's interested in reading my book, 9/11, my 9/11 Inside Job book, it's called Piercing the Fog of 9/11, or The New World Disorder, or any of the other books I have available. I have more coming up in the future. You can go to lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. And once there, just type my name in and search for Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. And then a page will come up with all of my available titles on there. You can check through, see which ones look interesting. But that's the best way to find my books. Just search by my name. For some reason, I don't know, when you search by book title, if you typed in Piercing the Fog of 9/11, it's very strange. It doesn't come up. I mean, it does, but it's like maybe the seventh or eighth page down. It's crazy the way it works. So if you just type my name in, everything will come up right there. Anyway, guys, I think we have our guest. Like I said, I don't know because we can't even communicate through Skype with text or voice. It's crazy. Maybe they could let me know if we, in fact, do have the guest on. Okay, I guess they're not getting him on yet. Okay, I'm going to check and see if there's an alternate number for him in my list here. I don't know. I should have called him ahead of time. Nope, I don't have an alternate. I don't have a gun. Nope, I don't have an alternate number. That's the only one I got. Yeah, sorry, folks. I should have called him ahead of time. I booked it last week. It sounded like it was all set, like I didn't need to. But judging by how things have been going lately, I probably should have called him. Been having this problem quite a bit lately with my guests. I don't know what's going on here. People, you know, is amnesia becoming contagious? The poor guy, he is in his senior years, so for that reason I should have. That was a problem with the past two Mondays. It seems to be happening on Mondays, too, more than any other day for some reason. Past two Mondays I had an elderly guest booked, Donald Patton, who's a catastrophist author. And both times he didn't show up. And, you know, I had even called him the night before, so I guess it doesn't even matter when you do call to remind, especially elderly guests. Doesn't seem to matter. They still seem to forget. Well, I'll have to call this guy later and see if I can rebook him. Because he is an interesting guest. For those of you that don't know him, Eustace Mullins is... he's been in the, you know, the truth movement, quote-unquote, for quite some time. He's the author of numerous books. One is The Secrets of the Federal Reserve, The World Order. It's about the New World Order. And Murder by Injection. Really good. Those are his classic trilogy books, the ones he's most famous for. I don't even know if he's written ones other than that. But those, when I talked to him, he said he's working on another book. Which sounded interesting. I hope that does come out soon. But anyway, those are really good books. They used to be available through Liberty Lobby, which of course was the, you know, the spotlight newspaper. Now it's changed its name, and son of a gun, my mind has slipped me. I can't remember what the name of the new... American Free Press, I guess, is what it is now. And I believe you can still get his books through them. Certainly if you Google them, you could find them, but really, really good books. Of course, they come out a number of years ago, but they're still every bit as interesting to read today because, you know, they give you a lot of historical background. The Secrets of the Federal Reserve, especially, very good. A lot of the background information on how this thing came about, who were the players in it. And what I want to talk about today was something he shared with me last week, very interesting when I was talking to him. I didn't realize he was instrumental. In fact, he was the only one who was instrumental in waking up Senator Joseph McCarthy. And, you know, as to the communist infiltration in our government, i.e. the Council on Foreign Relations thugs. And it was because of, you know, information that Eustace had shared with McCarthy that he began investigating and, you know, uncovering all of this infiltration in our government. Of course, McCarthyism did get out of hand, and, you know, it was used to purge a whole lot of people from government that weren't communists. And, you know, that was because it was the whole movement was hijacked by the globalists themselves. So they turned what could have and should have been an eye-opening enterprise to get, you know, these evil fascist CFR trash out of our government. You know, they turned it around to ensure that politicians that weren't in bed with them were removed from power. And so McCarthyism has left this ugly legacy, when in reality, you know, he was right. And as Mullen says, you know, he was a true patriot. He should be hailed as such. But, of course, our media being what it is, you know, with the propaganda machine there, they created the opposite impression. Now, they did the same thing with, what was his name? Well, my mind's really slipping me today. What's his name in the Vietnam War era there? That were actually in the Korean War. He wouldn't cooperate. It begins with Mick, too, not MacArthur, but MacArthur, Douglas MacArthur. I'm getting my McCarthys and my MacArthurs mixed up today. Yeah, Douglas MacArthur was another one. You know, he knew he could have ended the Korean War in 2 weeks, but he was being given orders by Washington, which resulted in, you know, huge casualties. The war stretched on for 2 years, and it was all totally unnecessary. Didn't have to go that way. And when he opened his mouth, they demonized him, basically made him out like he was a traitor, when in reality he was a hero. He was trying to perform his job competently in a way that would have resulted in a minimal amount of casualties. He was actually interested in saving his troops' lives, winning that war as quickly as possible, and getting the heck out of there. But, the boys in Washington had other plans. They wanted the war to drag on to maximize the profits, and had no interest in saving lives. They didn't care how many lives were lost. It's always been that way, guys. Look at Vietnam. You know, anybody who looks at the Vietnam War and doesn't see it as a fiasco has either got to be deaf, dumb, and blind, or one of these fascist, traitorous, sellout corporate whores. You know, just cares about their investments without any regard for what the human life cost is. It's disgusting, guys. But unfortunately, Washington is swarming with such individuals. And why? Because Wall Street is swarming with such individuals, and Wall Street is the real power center of our government, has been for a long time. They are the puppeteers that pull the strings of the puppets in Washington. So, you know, people always refer to Washington as the great power center of the world. It's the headquarters of the most powerful government. Oh, hogwash. No, it isn't. That's just the stage where the puppet show is performed. But the real epicenter of power, guys, is Wall Street in London. That's it. Follow the money. You know the old story. It works in politics every bit as much as it does in any other field. In fact, more so. Money is always, always the power behind any government. And to take a government down, guys, they've had you believe you need tanks and swords. No, you don't. You only need to take control of a nation's economy. You just need a bank. A banking system will more effectively bring a government down without the public even knowing that they've been taken over. You know, we've been programmed to think that any potential enemy of this country is overseas. We've got to keep our eyes focused there. That's what we've got to watch out for. But all the while that they've done that, they've just created a distraction, so our attention would be focused in the wrong place. All the while, the real takeover has been going on right here, right under our noses. And again, almost nobody even knows it. But we've been taken over several times. I mean, coups have been going on all, you know, for the past 100 years or so in this country. The first major one was the Federal Reserve coup, took control of our banking system. That was the big one. Then there was the media coup. It was the education coup. Our media is totally controlled. Education system's totally controlled. They followed shortly after the Federal Reserve fraud, by the way. Then we had the JFK assassination. That was a major coup. And then, of course, 9/11, guys. 9/11 was a major, major coup. Of course, that coup couldn't have happened if it wasn't preceded by the 2000 rigged election coup, which pushed this fascist neoconservative cabal into power in the first place. But anyway, I'm still hoping to get Eustace Mullins if I don't. Skype is up and running, by the way. That's good. Maybe during the commercials there. We can switch back over to Skype. At least I'm getting the text.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Back to Truth Hurts Radio, where about 25% of my guests just don't show up. They found another number for Eustace at the studio, so during the next break, they're going to try to get him back on. But if not, I'll see if I can get him again next week, guys. It's just, I wonder what the percentage is with my show as compared to other talk shows that don't get guests lately. I think I'm setting new records here. Somebody got the number for Guinness. We'll have to give him a call. I think we get another world record going. This is crazy. He's not a low-profile guest either. I mean, Eustace. Anyway, hopefully we can get this thing resolved. Maybe during the break we might actually get a hold of him. In the meantime, I was going to start a new, go off onto a tangent with a new topic, but first of all, I'm already one quarter of the way through the show. So I don't want to necessarily go into something new. Second of all, I never did finish going over the protocols on Friday, and there's so many important points in these excerpts that I've hand-selected. I've picked out, you know, the best excerpts from the protocols. And so I thought I would just finish that. I kind of rushed it at the end there on Friday and left a lot of stuff unread. But I think I'll finish that today. Because this is so important, guys. It really does lay out the whole plan for the New World Order. They have followed this thing to a T. All right, so let me go into this. I'm just trying to find where I left off here on Friday. Okay, I think, well, we'll start here. I think this is where I left off. I'm just going to read, you know, excerpts like I was doing on Friday, and then I'll make some comments. But, you know, in reality, these statements don't even need comments. I mean, you just read this, and it's very clear that this stuff is actually what's going on all around us right now. Keep in mind, when these protocols were written, these blueprints for the New World Order, virtually none of the things mentioned herein were in place yet. But since 1905, when these things first surfaced publicly, everything has been, you know, systematically implemented. And if it's not already in place, it's on the horizon. All right, let me begin here. Methods of organization like these, imperceptible to the public eye, but absolutely sure, talking about, you know, rigging the economy, rigging the electoral system, so on, they are the best calculated to succeed in bringing the attention and the confidence of the public to the side of our government. Thanks to such methods, we shall be in a position, as from time to time may be required, to excite or to tranquilize the public mind on political questions, to persuade or to confuse, printing now truth, now lies, facts, or their contradictions, according as they may be well or ill received, always very cautiously feeling our ground before stepping upon it. We shall have a sure triumph over our opponents, since they will not have at their disposition organs of the press in which they can give full and final expression to their views. Owing to the aforesaid methods of dealing with the press. They're talking here, guys, about their control over public information through the press, the media. We shall not even need to refute them except very superficially. Okay, guys, I guess, wow, we got a call already. We got John in Oregon. Welcome to the show, John.
Have me on your show.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know I got some news this morning that I thought you would find interesting, possibly on the show. I did check and verify the links. The news source is, I'll post after what I state here. It's, six people who were involved with loading the nuclear missiles onto the B-52 bomb that we all heard about last week.
Right.
Six people involved in that apparently seem to have died mysteriously within the last week.
Well, there must have been more since I heard, because I only heard about two the other day, a husband and his wife, supposedly in a car crash. Now it's six.
Apparently there's six, and then there's several news links here, www.kxmc.com is one of the news link sources. Another one is www.kfyrtv.com. I just thought that would be interesting.
My. Yeah, you know, this reminds me of some servicemen had returned to, I think it was it Fort Bragg? Anyway, about a year after the Afghan War, almost a year, it was in August of 2002, they had come back, I think it was in June, from service, and they said that they had bin Laden cornered in a cave. They radioed in and were told not to do anything, wait until help arrives. Shortly after, they said helicopters came in. They escorted bin Laden out of the cave into the helicopters and flew off, and that was to be the end of it. They were told to keep their mouths shut. They opened their mouths, and bang, they all wound up dead, about half a dozen of them. Short break. If you want, John, hold over. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. John in Oregon, did you have, I thought you said you had a couple of things, or was that it? You still there, John? Okay, I guess John hung up. But anyway, yeah, thanks, John. Call in anytime. Very interesting stuff, guys. It turns out that I'm a Gina Benedetta, Frata Data Stata. I can't pronounce that guy's name. I never can get that name right. I'm a Dinajad. Ask me 5 minutes from now and I won't be able to do it again. But anyways, he's coming to New York, apparently. Very interesting. I wonder if that missing missile that they killed six people over to keep him quiet is going to show up outside his hotel room. Or if they're just going to play and assassinate the guy? I don't know. No, they don't want to assassinate him yet. They need to use him as an excuse to have the war. Then they'll assassinate him and put the little puppet dictator in. Yeah, that's right. That's how it works. Anyway, guys, I guess we do have our guest on. Well, what do you know? I'll finish with the protocols some other time when the guest doesn't show up. Or when we can't reach a guest. Anyway, we do have Eustace Mullins, I believe. Mr. Mullins, you there?
Oh, hello. Yeah, I'm here to tell you about the Federal Reserve System and the Federal Reserve War Party, which is financing all the world wars with their money.
Yes, indeed. In fact, they needed to get the Federal Reserve in place, didn't they, before they got their war, or else they couldn't get us involved. There would be no means of paying back the huge loans that the war would generate.
Well, the principal function of a central bank is to finance wars. Mm. That's why you have a central bank like the Federal Reserve System.
Yeah, that's right. If you look back in the 19th century, a lot of people, you know, don't realize this because you don't get this historical perspective in the
Well, the reason
history.
They started the central bank was that in 1885, the Rothschilds were ready for a war, but nobody had any money. So they had to set up a central bank.
Right. But it is interesting. You look at the history of central banking in Europe all during the 19th century, and those suckers were popping up all over the place.
Oh, yes. They realized that it's a must-have. You couldn't do anything without it.
It was like a popcorn fest. Just boom, 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 boom.
There was.
And
then,
you know,
everybody got into the act that everybody has a central bank. And the United States was the last one to have one, but that was is the most successful at all.
Yeah. Yeah, they couldn't wait to get their fingers on this pie. They tried, you know, several times. And on two occasions, they succeeded. 1791 was the first one, of course, and then 1816, they had their Bank of the United States. It wasn't a full-fledged central bank, but it was their attempt, at, you know, their first attempt at doing so. And it was hoped eventually it would. But it didn't work. And then, of course, they knocked several presidents off, didn't they, who stood up to resist them?
Well, you know, after England set up the Bank of England, they've never had a civil war in that country since then. Before that, they had wars all the time. And once they had a central bank, there was such control of the money that nobody could afford to fight anybody.
Yeah, there'd be no loans to fund such a thing anyway. And, of course, our Civil War came about when we, you know, as a means to try to help facilitate that, to bring about a central bank. Lincoln, of course, refused, and so bullet in the head.
Oh, yes. He earned their enmity because he gave them greenback money.
Yeah, yeah. Which is what Kennedy did, of course, too.
Oh, yes. Well, that is what Ezra Pound called non-interest-bearing currency. And non-interest-bearing currency, the bankers don't make any money off of it.
Right, right. It's such a scam, you know, to think that we need this middleman. For what? For what purpose do we need this middleman? All they do is parasite off of us and make exorbitant money.
Well, it's a racket.
It is. It's a complete racket. So, again, you know, who's calling the shots here? Is it the politicians are the ones who fatten their pockets? As always, follow the money.
Yeah, when I met the poet Ezra Pound in the St. Elizabeth Hospital in Washington when I went to visit him, the first thing he asked me if I could go to the Library of Congress, which he couldn't go there, of course, and see what I could find out about the Federal Reserve. I've had about everything. Who put it together and what their interests were and how it worked out so well.
So, Eustace, tell us a little about yourself, your background. I guess you were kind of a big wheel there in Washington years ago, huh?
Well, I didn't really know anything that was going on until I went to the insane asylum and met Ezra Pound. And Ezra, of course, was a political prisoner. Sentenced to life prison without ever having been tried because they had no evidence against him.
Who was this, did you say? Who was in prison?
Ezra Pound.
Oh, right, right, okay.
He was a poet. But he was a poet who became interested in banking.
Mm-hmm. So it was through interviewing him that you were woken up?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Well, I found everything at the Library of Congress, and I really had a field day.
Now, we were talking last week, and you were telling me that you were instrumental in waking up McCarthy, Joseph McCarthy.
Oh, I told McCarthy the simple truth was that all political movements had bankers behind them, and Compton was the best banker of all. They had Jacob Schiff and Paul Warburg and the Rothschilds, and everybody had a great time.
But it was, you know, because of your influence on him, opening his eyes to this, that that he started his investigation of, you know, people within our own government that were involved in the Communist Party. That was interesting. I never had realized that.
Yeah, it's, now, it's something that people don't think about usually.
Now, was he aware of the Council on Foreign Relations? I mean, that's the real communist infiltration right there. Did he know about this gang of thieves and hucksters?
Well, I think there's a growing awareness because millions of copies of my books have been distributed in the last 50 years. So somebody must know something about it.
So when did you first write The World Order? When did that originally
That was the sequel to the Federal Reserve book. Because I got so much information about the corporate structure behind the war party that I put it all together and made another book.
So when did that one come out then, The Secrets of the Federal Reserve?
3 years after the Federal Reserve book, 1956.
Oh, is it that old? I didn't know it went back that far.
Oh, yeah, I've been around for a long time.
Wow. So, you know, people usually refer to G. Edward Griffin's book, you know, The Creature from Jekyll Island.
People used to ask me at my lectures what I thought of J. Edward Griffin's book. I said, I can tell you that it's impeccably researched. Because he took all my research and made his own book. He didn't make his own book. He just copied my book.
Right. But, you know, people refer to that as the classic work on the Federal Reserve, but yours actually goes back way before that. I didn't know it went back that far. Wow.
Oh, yes. And Griffin was financed by the John Birch Society to keep me from making any money out of my book.
How do you like that? I never knew that. So, you know, how
did people... job. Well, the John Birch Society, you know, was financed by Nelson Rockefeller.
Yeah, I've heard that. That's very interesting.
Chase Manhattan by a bank operation. And so they decided to finance their plagiarization of my Federal Reserve book in order to injure me. So they sold 350,000 copies. Which, of course, I didn't get a penny out of, but Griffin did very well from it.
Hmm. And, you know, guys, this shows the schizophrenia of this whole program. The Rockefellers are the ones who were probably most instrumental in creating the United Nations, and yet here they are funding the John Birch Society, which is supposed to be the enemy of the United
Party,
Nations.
First of all, then they created the United Nations, and they've been creating things ever since.
Right, right. But I'm making the point that, you know, they're the creators of the UN, and yet they're also funding these groups that are supposed to be opposed to the UN. They're funding both sides of the argument so they can control both sides. It's just a twisted mind manipulation game that's going on. It's crazy.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, your book was probably the first major work on exposing the Federal Reserve, was it not? Were there any before that?
Oh,
really?
It was the only one. There was no. I had no competition at all. And now everybody's getting into the act.
Right. I mean,
so
I did
do all the research. I went through 2,500 books to get at the Library of Congress to get the material for the Federal Reserve book.
Wow.
So nobody else has ever had to do that since I did the work.
Yeah, this history was essentially unknown. There were some individuals who knew who spoke out, like McFadden, who got killed, of course. They poisoned him at a banquet, food poisoning.
Well, there was no Federal Reserve book section at the Library of Congress. I had to dig all the books out from other books.
Right. You had to go through mounds and mounds of material, I bet, to find all that. Yeah. Well, they don't want you to know. Most people don't even know what the Federal Reserve is, never even heard of it. And if they have heard of it, they think it's a federal institution run by the federal government.
Well, it made Ezra Pound very happy because it vindicated everything he ever said. And that's why he was locked up in the insane asylum. But they didn't dare try him because they had no evidence.
So whatever became of them.
People from Italy to testify against it. And the FBI spent millions of dollars to try to make a case against Ezra Pound, but there was no case because Ezra was living in Italy. It simply is a matter of accident or preference, but he had no connection with the Italian government whatsoever.
Unbelievable. Yeah, guys, this is how it works. You... question authority, and if you're in enough of a position that they feel you're a threat, they'll get the psychiatric machinery going down on you, and there's almost no coming out of that. Once you've been declared, quote, insane, then the head doctors come along, get you on the medication, and they'll make you insane.
They'll give you something. It's sort of like another friend of mine who was in St. Elizabeth said, if you're not crazy when they bring you in here, you'll be crazy the next day.
Yeah, seriously. Whatever became of Ezra Pound anyway? Did he just rot away there, or did they finally release him?
It was just one of the patients, and they didn't get me in trouble. They used to, when we were talking, the patients would gather around and make faces and so forth, and Ezra would chase them away.
Wow.
But they never had any confrontation.
But, I mean, they kept him there? Was he there till he died?
They kept him there 15 years.
15 years.
I took another friend to visit him named Rex Lampman, an old newspaper man. He knew everybody in Washington. So he told Ezra, he said, you don't belong in here. And Ezra Pound said, well, yes, I know that. And Rex says, oh, I can do something about it. So he went to this Congress of North Dakota and asked him to speak up for Pound, and he did. He went on the floor of Congress, and he asked, why is the government holding this man? And, of course, the government had no answer, so they had to release him right away.
Unbelievable.
It was that easy. After 15 years, he walked out of there a free man.
Well, see, those were back in the days when you actually did have to have a charge to legally hold somebody. You now, of course, you don't in the so-called war on terror. Back then, to get around that, they had to claim you insane. Today, they don't have to do that anymore. They can just arrest you and disappear you to Guantanamo. You don't have to have any charge against you like they did with Padilla. And you don't have to even be told who your accuser is or what the accusation is. Are you aware of the craziness that's going on with the so-called laws today? It's unbelievable. They can hold you without a trial, without any legal representation.
Well, you do that. Look at the guys at Guantanamo. They had absolutely no evidence against any of those people.
Yeah.
And they said
yeah.
they were enemy combatants. But
right.
who are they fighting? Nobody knows
yeah.
to this day.
Yeah, it's all a bunch of legal fiction. And these people, many of them have been tortured. We'll never know, really. I mean, how many have died. Uh-huh. We know some have committed suicide.
Well, Ezra Pound sort of broke the ice. For holding people without giving them a trial. And, of course,
right.
if they don't give you a trial, they can't sentence you, and so they can just keep you forever.
Well, yeah, I mean, if they declare you insane, how can they sentence you? You're not competent to stand trial, so they'll just keep you on meds and have you locked up in the padded cell, and therefore you can't be a threat to them. It's like the Dark Ages, guys, all over again. People who opened their mouths were far more dangerous than those who took up arms, because you could expose their whole rotten, fraudulent system, which is fragile as a spider's hair, and it would come crashing down on them so that, you know, they couldn't allow that. No, was it solely the Federal Reserve System that he was exposing? Is that the main thing that caused the outrage against him, you know?
Well, the Federal Reserve Bank was essentially a Rothschild operation. It was financed
sure.
by Baron Alfred de Rothschild of London. He's the one who put the whole thing into operation.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul...
Warburg?
Paul Warburg was simply a Rothschild agent.
Mm-hmm.
And he was their employee. He worked for the Rothschild.
Sure.
And he was caricatured in the comic strip Little Orphan Annie. The creator, Little Orphan Annie, he called him Daddy Warbucks, the richest banker in the world. And he featured him for years in the Little Orphan Annie comic strip. And nobody knew, apparently, that this was Paul Warburg.
Warbucks. like it.
He was described as the richest banker in the world. And so,
uh-huh.
of course... Paul Warburg was the only one that fitted that description.
Sure. That's pretty cool. Oh, yeah, I love it when that happens. You know, they still do that so, on occasion in Hollywood. They'll make movies using fictitious names and dates and places, but they're making direct correlations with what's going on in Washington. There are a few honest ones still out there. Now, it was his brothers, wasn't it, Max and Carl, that ran the German Reichsbank.
Well, Max was Max Warburg, Paul's brother, was the chief financial advisor to the Kaiser Wilhelm I, and he also was the one of the biggest bankers in Germany. He financed Adolf Hitler, you know, Max Warburg and Max Oppenheimer, the two richest bankers in Germany, totally financed Hitler because Hitler was not liked by the German people, and they wouldn't give him any money. But the two Maxes gave him all he wanted, and they created the Nazi Party.
Sure. And, of course, there were American financiers that were helping Hitler as well. We'll talk more about that, guys, when we get back. Short break. Stick with us.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got our guest on, Eustace Mullins. Before the break, Eustace, we're talking about American financiers helping as well as German financiers to fund Hitler. You know, we had Harriman. We had Prescott Bush. Interestingly.
Well, Jacob Siff, who was Paul Warburg's partner in the Rothschild Bank, actually financed the Nazi Party and the the fascist party in Italy, and the everything else was going on. They put up the money and they went into operation.
Yeah. And, you know, even after the war as well, you know, as much as I'm not a big fan of J. Edgar Hoover, he was correct. He brought out, in fact, he wanted to indict Prescott Bush as one of the war criminals, as he was, you know, funding Adolf Hitler.
Well, when the Bolsheviks set sail from New York City to go to Russia to enact the Russian Revolution, John D. Rockefeller stuffed $10,000 in cash into Leon Trotsky's pocket in order to give him money to operate on.
Yeah. Absolutely incredible. People need to realize, you know, what's been going on here for a very long time.
Nobody knew anything about this. In fact, the story about Rockefeller seeing off the Bolsheviks to go to Russia to start the Russian Revolution didn't break into the press for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you look at where the money was coming from for all of that. It was right from Washington. I mean, from Wall Street. Major Wall Street firms were sending money over.
Jacob Schiff financed the Japanese war against the Tsar, which brought around, indirectly brought down the downfall of the entire Russian Empire.
You know, I've never looked into this, but it wouldn't surprise me to discover, how about people like Mao? You know, was Mao also getting funding, do you know?
Well, that was the beginning of Japan as a world power, because they defeated Russia very handily.
Right. Well, I know we had our fingers in China with the Chinese Communist Revolution late 1940s. We did have our hand in over there, so I wouldn't be surprised if we were funding their communist dictator as well. This is what Wall Street has favored. They love communism. They love dictatorships, actually. It doesn't matter what form of government it is, what name it calls itself, because that's all it is. It's just a name. You know, we're called a democracy. It's supposed to be a republic, but, you know, who cares about that anymore? Nobody knows what it is anyway. But regardless what we're called or any other country, we're a dictatorship here. Like it or not, folks, this country is run by a dictator. So, yeah, Eustace, with your hindsight here that you've had, you know, you've been around a few years, you've seen a lot of changes in Washington. What do you think about the situation we're in now as compared to, I mean, we've had some ugly people in Washington in the past, but when we get back, I'd like to get your opinion, what you think now as compared to messes we've been in the past. You know, where do you see us at now? Gonna go to a short break. Stick with us, folks. Be right back.
With recent internet